keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Say you want a revolution.
Yeah, you just might get one. 33 after on a Monday. Got to keep moving quickly to keep your calls flowing in. That hotline number, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Tom checking in Grand Rapids today. Tom, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Hey, Jim Jordan claims that he has put up a bill in the House, and Rand Paul has a bill. I don't know if he put it up or if it's ready to go for the Senate. The claim is that Freedom Caucus was not brought in for any real debate.
That's the argument, yep. Go
that's
on.
The argument. Now, you see how this thing was pushed through 13 days of discussion? What? Come on, give me a break. Obama took 332 days to get his bill put through.
Mm-hmm. But
now,
the point being,
I look at this, and I know you are not real happy with Rand Paul, and he comes across maybe a little bit too smug. But I think Ryan's in a pocket of big business. I mean, he was for the TPP.
I don't disagree with you there.
But,
yeah,
hey.
I don't disagree either. Ryan's in the insurance company pocket. I get it.
You think? So,
yeah,
so these
I get
guys got to get together. That's all there's to it. They're like a bunch of kids up there.
Yeah, you're right. Tom, I got to run, but you're right. They've got to get it together, and if you got to put them in a room and lock the door, so be it. Thank you for the phone call. That Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. And no, I don't care for smug, self-congratulatory behavior from Senator Rand Paul. I could live quite well enough without that. Shifting gears now, where have the men in America gone? Where are the real men in America? You're not likely to find them on college campuses, that's for sure. My next guest, Dr. Dathan Paterno, clinical psychologist. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, about a year or two ago, I wrote an article saying that we should just get rid of urinals because I think that they are misogynistic in nature and are too male and probably offensive to too many people. We should just take the next step and get rid of urinals altogether because who the hell am I to think that I can go to the bathroom standing up? This is just another example of the neutering of America and the men, because real men are unacceptable. Real men are apparently a threat to the world. I see this all the time, Doctor. Am I off base?
No, you're totally on base. You know, I think if people find urinals so triggering, yeah, let's just get rid of them and have everybody squat. You know, I find that millennials really have it the worst. They've been bathing in radical feminism for decades, and the poor things are snowflakes now because of it, because they bought into the whole radical feminist dictum, which is that men are evil and women are beautiful. But I see four causes for the downfall of malehood, masculinity, and man. And those are, I can talk about all any of these four: parenting, psychology, academia, and media. And I think what you're seeing in college campuses is a mixture of all four of those, and it's coming home to roost now.
So, all right, so where does this come from? I mean, it obviously comes out of the classroom first, because you get trained, you get conditioned to believe certain things. And so, therefore, you know, men are bad. Men are rape culture and other such, which, by the way, I don't believe in this rape culture nonsense. I don't think that there's people being raped left and right on college campuses in America. Does it happen? Certainly. Is it a horrible crime? Should be punishable very, very strenuously. But to give this notion that somehow there's this whole, you know, culture of acceptance to create a narrative to promote an agenda is what that is about, in my estimation. So where is the big problem? Where do you start?
Well, it starts with the parents. I mean, if you start with parents who don't take ownership of their children and use strong alpha parenting where God first, parent second, and child third, well, then when you finally farm them off to school, they already believe that they're the most important person in the world. And so,
you know, we just talked about this. We just talked about this, Doctor. We just last week, and I'm no psychologist, but I've probably needed them a couple of times in my life. The fact of the matter is we've made the mistake, and my wife pointed this out, of making kids think they're the most important person in the house. They're not.
Correct. Yeah, I believe in what's called a parent-first philosophy. You know, unless you believe in God, which I do, which is that God comes first in the home, and the parents should surround around that, and then your children are invited into your family. You know, one of my pet peeves is that when I work with a couple and they say, oh, we're going going to have a family now. Oh, no, sorry. If you're married, you already have a family. And if you're going to have children, you're inviting them into your structure, into your corporation, into your partnership. Okay? And so children in the hierarchy, in the proper hierarchy, parents are the generals, children are the privates. Okay? And they need to have a reasonable submission to parents. A lot of people don't like that word. That's triggering. But yes, parents need to be the boss. They need to be alpha. They need to have a reasonable dominance with their children. And if you don't do that, well, then children are going to believe that they're God, okay? And that's an inappropriate place for a child. It's not healthy for them. And again, when they get to school, they're so easy to indoctrinate into this idea that feelings first instead of beliefs and behavior. And then you have participation trophies instead of grades, instead of competition, instead of actually winning and losing.
Well, in an age of grade inflation, which I've lived through my entire, grade inflation is letting average people know every day they are super smart and super talented. People of average intelligence and average ability are being awarded every day with 4.0 grade points for their entire high school career and into college, and being led to believe they are somehow unique and special when really they're strictly average. That's why we have the C grade out there, professors. Use it once in a while. And while we're at this whole nonsense of neutering America, the University of Minnesota dropping the king and queen from its homecoming festivities in the name of gender inclusivity. There will just be royals from now on because boys and girls are all the same, doctor.
Yeah, it's nuts. And again, this is an assault on masculinity and anything that goes along with that. You know, men are by nature protective and powerful, and they can destroy or create. And women, especially modern feminists, have tried to erase all of the good of men and erase their complementary and unique nature, and just say that we're all exactly the same. They confuse equal value with equal action and equal behavior and equal traits. And men and women are never going to be the same. They were never designed to be the same. And it's psychotic, really psychotic, to believe otherwise, which is why I believe that men and women need to proclaim their uniqueness and revel in it, rather than shy away from it, which is what the left is trying to push us to do.
And I see it all the time, and I actually talked to a doctor that is on the liberal side of the scale that would agree with you right down the line of what you've discussed here today, Dr. Dathan Paterno, clinical psychologist. Can you still find real men on campus? And if you're, I have a young son. I fear for him far more than I fear for my daughter, far more. You know, he's 4 years old, and I fear that he's going to be, you know, if he acts out or he's aggressive, he does boy things, well, we're going to have to medicate him. He's going to have to be sanctioned off from the rest of the class. I can see all this garbage coming down the pike.
Yeah, we have to be fighters, Steve. We have to fight early on to, teach our children that their boyness, that their masculinity, that their energy, that their quote-unquote hyperactivity is not hyperactivity. That's just boy activity. Okay, we need to relabel things and stop giving kids this ridiculous ADHD label. Just like there are different breeds of dog, okay, there are different breeds of human beings. Some are more active, some are more passive, some need to get out and have really intense exercise, and some need to
absolutely
steady exercise.
Run them till they drop is my theory around here. Run them till they drop. Doctor, we have to leave it there, but I sure look forward to our next conversation because it's a good one. Dr. Dathan Paterno, greatly appreciate the time today and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
There it is. He's spot on and accurate on the Steve Gruber Show.